The nation's health agenda changed radically on September 11th. Congress shifted its attention from Medicare and patients' rights to anthrax and public health. Some of the issues that were put aside might not have been dealt with anyway, NPR's Julie Rofner reports.
Health issues played a key role in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Johnson of Connecticut says one priority was finding ways to improve the nation's preparedness for a bioterrorist attack.
Now we have to be sure that we have stockpiles of certain medications, that we accelerate research into certain vaccines, that we fund actually a stronger public health communication system.
Another issue was health coverage for people without insurance. Rick Weisenstein, a healthcare analyst for the Schwab Washington Research Group, says the perennial problem took on new salience after the attacks.
Obviously, the 11th had an effect on the economy. The economy has an effect on the number of uninsured, and I think that sort of snowballed.
Congress responded to the bioterrorism problem with bipartisan support, providing $2.5 billion to help state and local health agencies and to purchase more drugs and vaccines. But the parties splintered over how to provide health insurance for people who recently lost their jobs. And those issues pushed to the back burner the health issues that were expected to dominate the debate. Ohio Democratic Congressman Sherrod Brown says that before September 11th, two other issues topped Congress's to-do list.
The health agenda was to pass the Patient's Bill of Rights, to provide a prescription drug benefit to all Americans, especially to America's seniors. Those were the two biggest issues. They still are.
But not much has been heard about them in recent weeks. Last summer, the House and Senate each passed versions of a patient's bill of rights, which would require health plans to make a long list of services available to consumers. But efforts to reconcile the two bills slowed to a crawl after September 11th. And efforts to add prescription drug coverage to Medicare, the centerpiece of many a congressional campaign last year, never even got off the ground. Weisenstein says one reason issues like the Medicare drug debate got delayed was simple logistics.
Certainly, the long fight over Medicare drug benefit would have taken many of the same folks' attention who were working on new things like bioterrorism, which of course moved to the forefront, and anthrax and all those kind of issues.
But many of the health issues on this fall's agenda probably wouldn't have been resolved, even if September 11th had been just another day. The Patient's Bill of Rights, for example, which seemed so close to a conclusion, really wasn't. Ron Pollack of Families USA says that's because of a deal Georgia Republican Charlie Norwood struck with President Bush. That deal, which made it harder for patients to sue their health plans, was made without the knowledge of Norwood's co-sponsors in the House and Senate.
I think that caused some ruffled feathers that made it very difficult to negotiate a final settlement.
And the Medicare drug benefit was likely made impossible by something that happened in August. That was when the Congressional Budget Office announced that the federal budget surplus was no more. Chip Kahn, president of the Federation of American Hospitals, says that announcement, not September 11th, was the real turning point for the issue.
It really removed completely any serious discussion of having a drug expansion for Medicare.
Next year, attention will turn back to this year's unfinished health agenda, but the lack of money will be difficult to overcome. It's not just the federal government with a budget problem. With health premiums rising at double-digit rates, says financial analyst Weisenstein, employers and insurers are more strongly resisting things like the Patient's Bill of Rights.
Everything costs money. If not the federal government, certainly private insurers, and I think the private insurers have a better case today that they can't afford it than they would have, say, 3 or 4 years ago.
But Kahn of the Hospital Federation says he's confident that lawmakers will at least try to act, particularly on a Medicare drug bill, for one important reason.
It's an election year, and whether or not the money's there, I have a feeling that members and the administration are going to reach on the drug issue.
It's a given that lawmakers will try to keep their promise to pass a Medicare drug benefit. But the key question is, which model will they use? The bipartisan cooperation on bioterrorism or the partisan discord on the uninsured? With the elections looming, most of the betting is on less cooperation. Julie Rofner, NPR News, Washington.